Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having seen my grandchildren go to prep, I understood better what prep was all about than when I went to school. And it's a time of preparation so that they will, when they start school, will be better prepared for all that means to go to school. It sometimes feels a little odd that John the Baptist should figure so prominently on these Sundays. John the Baptist does not, like some in the Old Testament prophets, make an annunciation story, which we will read in the last Sunday of Advent, but doesn't point towards the Nativity, but points towards the whole ministry and death and resurrection of Jesus. He who is coming after me is mightier than I, and he will come to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The incarnation, from a biblical perspective, is the whole Christ event, a total coming in the flesh, which includes not his nativity, but also his whole ministry. I think that is a really hard thing for us to understand during Advent. The Nativity is merely one way of speaking of the advent of Christ, and not the central one at that. It is therefore always good to remember that if it wasn't for Easter, we wouldn't have a Nativity story of Jesus' infancy at all. And so we continue to prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. It always reminds me of that musical Godspell. Who's been to Godspell or seen Godspell? It's good, that bit, isn't it? Prepare. I reckon we should probably play that every Sunday morning as we begin worship. Prepare the way of the Lord. It's such a wonderful saying. Comes out of the wilderness. You know, wilderness means many things. Wilderness, for some people, explain that they've been in the wilderness when they're having a totally terrible time. Rhonda shared with us at Bible study on Wednesday night that for her, wilderness is a very different time, a time when she's aware of the whole earth and what's happening and aware of God. And I guess that if we look at the word wilderness in the Old Testament, it's been both a special place and a difficult place. It's where most of the prophets were called. And I guess that we can see John as a prophet as well. Have you ever seen somebody making a path straight? Anybody? Have you experienced making a path straight? I can see everybody nodding. What might we mean by that? Feel free. What have you done to make a path straight?
The edges, it makes it clear and beautiful.
Yes, some places even have lights along both places, don't they? So that you can see. What about seeing somebody prepare for somebody important? Like, you know, when the king came to Australia. When we get things that are in the way, out of the way, to make the way clear. There's something very special about that. We make it possible for crowds to be safe. We have police there, we have bodyguards, we have barriers to make the way straight. Less hassles. Everything runs smoothly. and all the preparation pays off. So, how's your preparation going? I can see lots of responses when I ask that. Have you got your tree up yet?
No, not yet.
No, there's lots of nods. Made the Christmas pudding? I know Cheryl's made it. Have you done your cards yet?
Yes?
Okay. Bought the presents? So much to do in such little time, somebody said to me during the week. Somebody else said to me, are you exhausted yet? It's a great celebration, Christmas. Christmas for some is the most special time of the year. If you're down the shopping centre, you will hear a big Santa say that. It's the most special time of the year. For some, it's the worst time of the year. Lost loved ones. Economically straining on people. Draining. You know, I saw in the local paper, Tom read it out to me, that somebody went to the toy shop in Pakenham and paid for all the lay-bys. How good is that? I heard of somebody this week who went to the workshop, the workshop on mental care, and there were all different places and tables showing the help that's available. And one of the places that somebody from Hampton Park spoke to, she was a trainer in mental health issues, and she told them about Hampton Park, and she said, you know, would you consider coming to speak to some of the volunteers? And she said, we've got a little bit of funding, send us a quote. And she sent a quote for $3,000. And Lynn rang them back and she said, no way can we spend $3,000. So she came out and saw what they were doing. And she was so impressed that she not only is going to train the volunteers, but she'll come back and train the staff as well. But not only that, Lynn got a phone call during the week to say that her firm, her investors, have decided that they will give the 100 people that are going there for Christmas lunch a present. Just like that. The conversations that Cheryl was talking about and Heather was talking about are important. How is all that we do to prepare us for Christmas make us ready? Make us ready for Christ's coming. What is it that enables us to make the way clear? A straight path. Maybe all our preparations actually get in the way. They actually has the potential to become obstacles. What is really needed to make the path clear? We might not like what our readings say about that. We had enough trouble with last week's readings. John the Baptist says, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And Malachi says we need to go through a process of purification. Hello? None of this sounds like a manger, a baby, and meek and mild. This is a challenge for not only us as individuals, but for the whole world. Have you seen the news lately? Places of worship are not safe anymore. This is such a challenge to us, this reading. Most of the people who are out there doing the shopping in the busyness, like Tom and I went the other day, there were cars everywhere. on the grass, everywhere. And I tell you that most of those people who are there preparing for Christmas haven't got a clue what Christmas is all about. Not a clue. And neither is there any peace in people's lives at the moment, let alone in the world. Our lives are so full. I don't know about you, sometimes when I'm watching the television, or some of you might have, including myself, might have had somebody say to us, "You are so full of rubbish. So full of rubbish." Repentance. What does it mean? There's a little story in Calvin and Hobbes. And Calvin says to Hobbes, "I feel bad that I called Susie names and hurt her feelings, and I'm so sorry that I did it." "Maybe you should apologize to her," Hobbes suggests. And Calvin is in a time of consideration and ponders this for a moment and then replies, "I keep hoping that there's a less obvious solution. A more obvious solution." Repentance is a word that none of us like. It always has to do with sin. But repentance is actually a gift. I'm going to invite you to think of repentance as a gift today. A gift that can go into every part of our life. It's the announcement that we don't have to go on forever repeating the same things that we do over and over, falling into the same traps. Repentance is about turning our lives towards God, a 90-degree turning. Tom always has to help me with those degree things. And do you know why? It is so that God can prepare the way. I don't think that we understand, maybe I didn't either till this morning, that this reading is telling us that we are actually preventing God from not only coming to us, but preventing God from preparing the way, because that is what God does, not us. Not us. We might not be happy with these readings, but the reading tells us that we are so called to repent and to purify our lives. Why? The reading helps us with that. It says if we can do that, then God can fill every valley and make every valley and mountain low and make the crooked straight and the rough smooth, so that all flesh will see the salvation of God. See, this gospel reading is all about us and God. If you can accomplish, it's almost as though God is saying to us, if you can accomplish this, I will be able to do that. I will be able to do that. And that is good news, not bad news. It's an invitation to prepare ourselves so that we might see the everyday miracles that happen, so that we might feel God embracing us with love and strength when we need it the most. When we can hear the whisper in our ear that says, "I love you, and you are a child of mine." so that those for whom Christmas is not a happy, joyful time know somebody who cares, so that the world might know it doesn't have to be like it is at the present time. Make way, the chorus says. Make way. Advent is about making way. Advent is about preparing ourselves so that God can prepare the way for the coming of Himself. Why? Not only that is because He loves us, but so that the world may see God's salvation for everyone. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.